Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 26 of the Juvo Hub podcast, also on YouTube. So glad to have everyone with us again today. And an amazing, important topic, one that is so relevant for our day and age. We are happy to have with us Ms. Christy Williams, who is a love and emotional support coach for women. So just that title alone, chew on that for a minute. We're going to have a fantastic discussion of why that is so important and what a great topic it is for us to have on our show today. But before we get into that, as always, we have to do the drum roll, the major emphasis on our fantastic co-host, illustrious, awesome dude, Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts. What's up, man? How are you?
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. I love my intros, but I tell you, Christy deserves the best intro for this topic today. I'm so excited about this particular conversation, but thank you. I appreciate the intro. Yes, I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah. Christy Williams, thank you so much for being on the show. We're glad that you took the opportunity to be with us today. And great topic. We would love to hear, like, how did you get into this profession? Like, what drove you and fueled you to be in this role? Tell us about it. Give us some background, please.
Such a great question. And thank you so much for having me on today. I feel very humbled and privileged by this opportunity. But yes, my name is Ms. Christy Williams, and I am an emotional coach for women. And the reason I got into it is because I am a woman, and I had always been very sensitive with my emotions, but also wanted to be a rock star in the job and work that I had, and really just feel all in to what I wanted to do in my life and my goals and my dreams, those who I support, just all those avenues. And in my early 30s, I had some sibling loss. I actually lost a brother to suicide. And then a couple years later, my sister to a very long-term illness. So without going into detail in those areas, basically I was a mess. I was an emotional mess. That's how I would call it, but still completely showing up. Like, so anyone who was seeing me in my life everywhere, they were like, wow, how do you do it? And I really had no idea. On the inside, I was suffering emotionally, which was a struggle for me because I also have a very strong spiritual routine and a lot of people supporting me. But in my own head, I had a shift in my identity. That's what happens when you lose someone who's close to you. So two different ways, very close together, my oldest brother, then my oldest sister. Now it's two left of four. I didn't know my identity anymore. So it was like trying to figure that out, understand my emotions when, you know, a lot of emotional talk is very hush hush. Like, unless you're feeling a positive emotion, people are uncomfortable to talk about emotions. It's like the solution is feeling better. And that was not working for me. So really understanding how to feel my emotions all the way through, whatever that is, positive, negative, was completely empowering because it was just like, I know what to do. And once you know what to do, you know exactly who you are. That's always there. It doesn't have to be a question, and you can just keep going, keep being you. So I didn't know what a life coach was. I didn't know what an emotional coach was. So that's really why I'm here now. That's why I went to school, is to educate people, bring awareness to this. And so, yeah, that's why I'm here. That's why I got started.
That's fantastic. Thank you. That's a great story. Great. Appreciate you sharing that with us. And I think, Mark, you'd agree, like, kudos to you for taking life challenges, as difficult as that was and is for you, and turning it into something where you could help other people on a professional level. That's fantastic.
That is amazing. I'm sorry for all the loss in your life. You know, that story is raw and real. And though the good that comes out of that is, look at what you've done now. You've embraced something that was very painful, that you know, and look, I always say this to people, every single one of us has a story, right? It's either a good story or a bad story. There's pain in a lot of people's lives. And I say this a lot when I'm dealing with kind of the leadership idea of your emotions. You can come to work with your story, your triggers sort of hidden, or you've embraced them and you've learned to deal with them. But it's interesting. I say, as people, as adults, we make this decision, right, to embrace what's happened and change it for the better, so it doesn't continue to haunt us every day. And what I love about what you've just said is, my goodness, you have turned something so painful into something so positive. And that is a message that I think everyone needs to remember, especially just in life, but in business, in all relationships. So this is going to be a great conversation with you,
Christine. Yeah. So let's try and transition it. So quite the journey. And now we are in, without a doubt, a volatile, highly emotional, doesn't matter where we are or who we are in our careers, just the world around us. So like, what are you seeing out there, Christy? Like, what are your clients coming to you with? What are their talking points? What are their pain points that you see? Do you see like a trend in certain subjects? What's your thoughts on that?
That's such a good question. And really there's several aspects to it. I think one goes hand in hand in my experience, which is having emotions and wanting to show up and thinking that those can't go together. So really just educating women on being like, you know what, triggers, they're golden. They actually usually have something in them that we're looking for. And so just educating women that they can take a look at it. They don't have to be scared. They don't have to hide it. And just being open, like sometimes just understanding that it's okay that we're currently hiding our emotions. We're currently feeling triggers. But if we don't talk about it, if we don't come to someone and say, hey, I'm very uncomfortable with this and I'm really a mess on the inside, mm-hmm. because on the outside, they want to represent a professional personality. And so it's like, you are a professional personality, and whatever emotional experience you're having does not take away from that whatsoever, right? So it's like, when you can just understand where emotions come from, I think that's the biggest thing, is like, why am I so anxious? Why am I so overwhelmed? I'm doing all the things, right? So then we start looking to what they start doing is trying to control other people to feel better, right? Changing the circumstances to feel better. When really, when there is an understanding and support of your emotions, you don't have to change all of those things. You certainly can, but you change the root, which is the emotion, like the emotional response. So when you're solid with you, it matters less what everyone else is doing, because you're just confident. You get to show up the way you want to anyway. Yeah. So it's like really knowing how to do that.
Mm-hmm. I have an interesting question for you, Christy, and I don't know if you've come across this, but I have tons of friends, women friends, professional women in my life, and in my business, this business I've been in for 20 years or longer, where we have very honest conversations about this topic, the emotions, triggers, and it seems like, what kind of advice would you give, or can you shed any light on a conversation that comes up quite frequently with my women friends, is women seem to be harder on each other. And it's this constant, like almost insecurity, where I notice it. Like I even can feel the tension when there's kind of girl on girl sort of clashing. And I've never been able to understand the why behind it. We like to blow it off or kind of brush it off by saying, well, there's just jealousy. Women are just jealous of young, pretty, or whatever it is. But I think there's more to this. And I don't know if this is something that you've heard from some of your clients, but I'm fascinated. Is that something that you know to be true?
Well, I love the question. And the first thing, I think my first answer to that is that we all have insecurities. Mm-hmm. So one being understanding of ourselves, like, of course I feel insecure sometimes, right? It doesn't mean I'm an insecure person, but there's going to be times where I feel insecure. So that's really number one. Number two, really all the relationships that we have, the way we approach them, start with our own relationship with ourselves. Like, we want to be heard. We want to be understood. And if we're not taking like a moment, if we don't know how to check in with ourselves to really understand our own, like, what am I thinking about me? Okay, am I taking care of myself? Like, do I support myself? So if we're not doing that on the emotional side, it's going to come up. It's going to show up in our other relationships, because the relationship with yourself is really like a filter to every other relationship. Yeah. So it's always my guidance to my clients when they first start is we just look like at how are you talking to yourself? Mm-hmm. How are you treating yourself? Right. And it's taking responsibility from a very loving place. So that can be hard for someone when they first start, like, understanding their emotions and seeing their emotional triggers is they want to take responsibility. We all really want that. It's the power of decision. But doing it from a place of love and understanding and not blame, not ridicule, not, I can't believe you did that. It's like, you know, why did I do that? Can I just look at this as it's an experiment, like a court case where I'm just looking at the facts to see, yeah, why did I respond this way? It really starts with you. And so even though that can be powerful and hard to hear, that is the best news ever, because that's really what we can change. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Where we start.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's almost like you're taking, I don't know if this is a good illustration or not, Christy, but the onion, and it's like maybe peeling back the layers just to take one step at a time. Like, you've talked about a journey where at first someone would, like Mark was saying, here's the effect. All right, here's the result, without really knowing the depth of like where it's coming from. And so is that an accurate way to kind of picture that for our listeners? Like, you work with them to, like, what are the challenges, but where are they coming from? Let's kind of like peel some things back to find out what's deep. Is that true? Or
I love that. One, I love onions, but I would say like, it's a sweet onion.
Yeah.
We don't have to blame ourselves. We don't have to kick ourselves, because we're uncovering all these things about how we're currently identifying ourselves as. So we'll know that when we take a look at how are you talking about yourself in relation to other people. They never understand me. I can't get ahead. These really are the roots of the conversations with ourselves. So if we can just take a step back and look at that lovingly, where is that coming from? Right. Once we can get to the root, which is you, once you can feel solid, supported, heard with you, it's a lot simpler to be able to go into relationships from a very clear place of true confidence. Not having to boss up and feel like I need to put myself on people. I know that for myself, that was a pressure. Like, I need to show up confidently, which means I need to prove myself. We take all that pressure off. You have nothing to prove. You are 100% valuable. Your feelings matter, whatever they are. Do you know what they are? That's what we need to take a look at. And do you like your reasons? Do you want to keep these? Yes. Awesome. I'm going to teach you how to feel authentically confident about it. Do you want to change it? No problem. We can change that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it varies for every woman, but everyone has, women or men. I work with women exclusively because that's just what I do in my market, but this goes for men too. Every human has got a world of emotions, and we're just exploring them, learning how to really feel them instead of being a victim to them or feeling controlled or limited by them. They really are the fuel for why we do anything.
I have a question about, as you were talking, I imagined myself, I know you said you exclusively deal with women, but these emotions, they're for men too, right? And so I think of corporate America emotions. When I have taken on jobs and I've walked into the office for the first time, and I can almost smell the attitude coming off of someone, you know, or it's very blatant, but it's uncomfortable, right? You know, there's like this threat in the air. And my question is for you, what advice could you give someone like me or anyone that's listening when, if this is their first experience with corporate America or just dealing with other people that obviously come to work with emotions, but could be someone that they have to report to. What kind of advice would you give me to say, Mark, don't necessarily worry so much about that. Here's a way to approach someone that seems more intimidating or that seems more a little hostile, if you will. What advice would you give me? Because I love what you're saying, but if the people that I'm working with aren't trying to internally fix what's going on, how can I sort of work around that attitude?
Such a great question. Absolutely. And again, the first thing here is acknowledging, yeah, that's hard, right? We don't have to pretend that that's wonderful to be around or it's easy peasy just because now you understand your emotions. But really, in any situation, if we start from the goal of changing other people, if that's where we're starting, it's going to be a very hard. But if you start with what you can change in the immediate, it's who do you want to be in this environment, right? Mm-hmm. With the outlook like this could change, maybe it doesn't, right? And we could work on that more specifically 100%. We don't have to just pretend that we never can change circumstances. But coming from a place of full control of who do I want to be anyway? Who do I want to show up as? How do I want to act? How do I want to respond, not respond? What do I want to create for myself and my personality from a very confident place? This is just who I am. I can come in here. I can see differences. I don't have to react, attack, take blame. I can really look at this as here are a bunch of different people with a bunch of different emotions. What can I control in who I'm going to be in this moment? And then that just changes, right? So like the more experience you get in a circumstance, especially if they're working with me, we talk about all of it. We lay it on the table. What are the struggles? What feels like the most struggle? And we just go right for it. What can you control?
Yeah, that's very true.
That is awesome. You know, and Christy, I mean, I have close friends that are clients of yours, and I've heard their testimonials about what you do and the impact it's had in their life. I would like you to kind of vocalize it though. So you talked earlier, and Mark mentioned a couple things about this transition. You mentioned one positive word, one of many positive words. The one that stuck with me was confidence, and being able to have confidence about whatever it is that the client, the individual is trying to achieve. Is that the embodiment of the tangibles? Like when you think of, do you find it fairly unique when you talk to new clients and trying to understand who they are and what they want, what their goals are? Is that a common tangible that most are hoping for, or is that yet to be discovered on a person by person basis?
Such a good question. I think yes, when women come to work with me, initially they're coming thinking something, in this case of confidence. I would like more confidence. But what it really boils down to is confidence really comes naturally when you feel very sure and understanding and solid about who you are, what you want to do, what you like, what are absolute no-nos, and you trust that you're going to hold yourself to that integrity, right? So what I like to teach, one concept I teach to the women when we first get started, is that there's three foundations to a strong relationship. Of course, the relationship with yourself is the foundation for any other relationship. Mm-hmm. So that's where we have to start. And that's love, trust, and commitment. So I interview them, I ask, because everyone's a little bit different. We're still unique people, even though we all experience emotions, is which one is your weakest? Which one is most scary? Let's go there. Let's start there, because what we can do is make that your one focus. Let's focus on one thing at a time. make that the strongest, because when those three things are, I like to call rolling, trust, love, and commitment, when they're rolling, competence is authentic. You don't have to force it. You don't have to fake it. It's just who you are. This is how I live my life now. I'm mm-hmm. solid in my trust, love, commitment for myself. And I know how to show that in relationships, even in relationships that are with strangers, with people that I don't particularly like to be around, with people I love. It's like you always know who you are going to be. And that's just what competence is.
That's great. You know, and I tell you why that, and Mark, I'm sure it resonates with you the same way. Like, we've all gone to doctors and the doctor's been like very cookie cutter. What's your temperature? Mm-hmm. What's, you know, where's your pain? And here's a prescription and, you know, out the door you go. Thanks. And please submit your copay and what's your insurance. Right. But this is, sounds very much, you know, not cookie cutter, very unique to each of your clients. I think that's just so fantastic, Christy. I mean, kudos to you. What an amazing you know, profession that you have and how you've been helping people. What do you think, Mark?
I love it. You know, I talk a lot about emotional intelligence and what a lack of emotional intelligence will do for you just personally or even professionally. So I do truly believe that if you are struggling with any kind of relationship, whether it be with your family, your friends, loved ones, whatever, or business relationships, if you don't have a grasp on your emotional intelligence, meaning, you know, I always like to say, take the two words apart and then truly understand what they both mean separately before you try to put them together. But a lot of people are not emotionally intelligent, you know, and so they don't know what to do when their emotions get triggered. And that's what causes us to lose control. And I watch people out in public, especially in the world we're living in today, really truly lose control and scream at each other and over the stupidest stuff. And I sometimes stand there. I am one of those rubberneckers, Christy. I'm sorry. I will watch a fight. I will watch an accident. I love it. I don't know why. It's sick of me. I know. But if someone's going to argue about some stupid stuff, I will actually stop what I'm doing and watch it, because in my mind, I'm thinking, what happened to you this morning or in your life that has made you so out of control that you feel this passionate to have this type of disagreement publicly with someone? You know, it's like, but then I remind myself that, you know, we all need more emotional, intelligent coaching and how to sort of swallow back some of those triggers. I go back to your story from the very beginning. You have a story that could have a lot of pain on a daily basis for you, and you could let that pain dictate your entire day or how you might treat other people. But, you know, you've made a choice to change that. And I just think it's so fascinating that many of us were not capable of doing that. And so I imagine you should be pretty booked up.
Yes, I get a lot of referrals, but I think it's important to say here that emotional support and wellness doesn't always have to be that extreme. And I think that's where sometimes women won't ask for help, is because they're like, I'm not on the street having arguments with people. Yeah. Like, I'm a professional businesswoman. I'm a VP. Like, I have my life together. It's just in my head, I'm having a lot of emotional pain. So I love how you brought out, like, for me, like, I probably had a lot of emotional pain every day, and I did, and I really did. And I was still showing up, and I was still getting promoted, and I still had like the best marriage in the world. Like, on the outside, you can look like you have it all together, and people are like, wish I could have emotions like that. And on the inside, I'm talking to you, beautiful. This is not weakness. This is not mental illness. This is just an understanding of emotions that we were not taught, and absolutely to be expected, because the way we all learn emotions is, don't cry, don't be upset, here's a lollipop, it's going to be okay, don't right? So our brains are still our same brains when we're adults, and so now they've just understood this is what we do with negative emotions. It's a no. Can't talk about it, can't feel it, something is wrong with you, you're someone fighting on the street if you are feeling a negative emotion. So I just want to be clear there that this can be very different from that. Absolutely, emotional coaching can help you there too with triggers 100%. But it's also there for just your regular day-to-day emotional support of what I call the 50-50.
Yeah.
Part positive, part negative, just like a battery.
Yeah.
So true.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I think you're kind of, I'm glad you're saying this, Christy, because we want our audience to know, and it's kind of leads to this question. It's like, we have so many people listening to this show. I think you've kind of answered it. They may be saying, well, do I need this? Should I consider this? How would I know if I need to give Christy a call and work with her? And I think you've started to kind of encapsulate what that looks like. You don't have to have these big extremes necessarily. Like, there's just so much that's there. Does that sum it up? Do you think there's anything else you would share with the audience? Like, how would they know that they would be a candidate, or it would be a help to them to think about emotional coaching?
Yeah, I would love to just speak to you directly right now, lovely. Yeah. Right, to these beautiful women, is if you're still listening to this episode and you're like, it might be a little embarrassing, it might be a little bit hard, just schedule your clarity call, because this is probably for you. I know for me, it was very hard to find what I needed to do. And the women I work with are extremely resourceful. They're very intelligent. They get things done. So they are doing things to try to support themselves and educate themselves emotionally, but it's just not things that are working to change the long-term. They might be solving for some of those symptoms, but if you're feeling overwhelmed, anxiety, fear, if you want to push your emotions back, if you're scared of talking about emotions, and there might be that one person that you tell everything because you have to unload, but you would never let your peers know that you're having this emotional pain, schedule your clarity call. Let's just get this done, girl.
Yeah. I love what you call it, clarity call. That is awesome.
Yeah. We just need a little clarity. Like, she's a smart woman. You know, this is for you, right? And so this is not weakness. This is like, this is your time to grow. If it's coming up now for you and it's resonating,
yeah,
this is the next step.
Christy, do you do group sessions with, like, say, if I'm just thinking of, you know, some clients that I work with, if you were to go in and say you're going to do a ladies luncheon and it was an hour session, is this something that you could do as a group for them? Or how does that typically work if someone is listening to this that says, oh my gosh, she would be perfect for my, you know, women's luncheon that we're having, you know, later in the year?
Absolutely, 100%. I have done live events before, virtual and in person. So I would just say, goodandmisschristywilliams.com, reach out to me 100%. But also what I really love to encourage, because I think it has also a big impact, is really educating women who, and supporting women one-on-one who are kind of a leader in their position, right? Whether that's a mom or a teacher or a VP, right? We're all leaders in different ways, is when you can really live it outside of an hour. Like, the hour to hear the information will absolutely give you a transformation, you'll absolutely have a shift, but to create habits that stay long-term, it does take time and practice, even though you can still get immediate results. So that's why I work with women one-on-one for 6 months, because that's where you really get the change that lasts. And now you're just a woman who knows who she is, what she wants to do, and how to feel her feelings.
Love it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. This has been great. Great. Thank you so much for being here. What a great—
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. This is so much fun.
That's so such much. Like we said at the outset, Mark, like, it's a timely topic, and it's been one of a few already on this show that have been considered more the, well, we don't talk about that. It's not coffee talk. It's not lunchroom talk. It's not water cooler talk. But it needs to be talked about, and it needs to be addressed. So we're very grateful for you to kind of just to create that foundation for the listeners today on what they need to be thinking about. So we're very, very grateful that you came.
Absolutely.
So how can people connect with you? I know you have a podcast. tell us about that. Tell us again how people can find you on the World Wide Web.
That's right. All the things. Okay. So yes, my podcast is Hello Lovely. It's on Apple and also on my website, MissChristieWilliams.com. That's MissChristieWilliams.com. You can click on Work with Christy, schedule a clarity call, and we'll just get right talking about you. It's very personalized. Yeah.
Awesome. Wonderful. Yeah. We'll make sure we put that in the show notes, a link to the Apple podcast and to your website. So great. Telling you, everyone listening, do yourself a favor, you know, just share this podcast, listen to it again, reach out, call Christy. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Christy. Great having you.
Thank you.
My man, where can people reach out to you?
Yeah. So anywhere really, I'm on LinkedIn, but my company is howlcreativeconcepts.com. The Howl is spelled H-O-W-L, like howl at the moon, but howlcreativeconcepts.com and, or Mark at Howl, H-O-W-L, creativeconcepts.com. You can email me there. So Christy, thank you so much. I have really loved our conversation, and I have to tell you, I will not be surprised that Jonathan and I need to have you back on again in another 6 months or so. So stay tuned.
It'd be my pleasure. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, for sure. And another just little tip for Mark Howl for our listeners, make sure you check out his site. He's an industry trainer, educator on all things in property management. So do yourself a favor. Just like we said, go to Christy's website. You got to go to Mark's website and check out the many classes that he offers to the industry. So very grateful to you, Mark, as always, for being on the show, being a great, fantastic, extra major dude of hosting fantasticness. There's a whole bunch of words there. Yeah, so this has been episode 26. My name is Jonathan Saar. This Juvo Hub podcast is brought to you by MarketMe Social. Thank you, everyone, and we will see you on our next show. Take care.